Since the year 2500, I have become so normal I can no longer hear my internal monologue. I go to work at my job, which I like very much, and that I am enthusiastic at, though I am not quiet quitting. I begin my commute in my really cool and really tall car. I drive over all the potholes, and coming up is the pit. And now the pit is where all the non-normal people went, but there weren't really people, because, like, as soon as it stopped being normal, they stopped existing. But, you know, it does kind of get to you sometimes. They kind of convince you, like, all those people. Like, some of the non-people in the pit, you can't let them became non-normal and then just snapped out of existence. Terrible. And they'll hold up signs and just scream at you and try to convince you otherwise. It's not very good. So thankfully, since I'm normal, I'm not emotionally sensitive or fragile like that. And I don't know. I get to my job, and I go type on my computer. I am typing random letters on the keyboard into random cells on a spreadsheet. Every now and then, there is a notification on my computer, so I switch to typing random letters into a chat window with men who look just like me. Lunchtime. I take out my brick and I eat it. And I eat it and I eat it. My teeth are broken again, but that's okay because I can get them replaced at the orthodontics. There are different varieties of normal. Not many, and honestly I don't like the varieties that are not mine, but it is important to accept there are different varieties. Regardless, for example, one of my co-workers, Josh, has a mole. I know, it cost me a lot to even think of it, but...
If you really try hard, you can get to accept that some people have moles. But today, I learned that he was recently fired for not having the working spirit, the kind of team driven spirit. So, that solves some problems for me, obviously. And just like that, it is already time to head out, to punch it out. I have done a very good job at typing on the keyboard, and my boss has smiled at me, and he has given me $3. I'm very, very happy about it. I spend $2 on the orthodontic, and then I go to the candy store. It is all very healthy candy, and I purchase a slice of apple. I eat it very, very slowly because it is all I have eaten today because I am not a glutton. I head home in my car again, ignoring the pit very well. And then I go to work on what is my passion project hobby, making a pretty cool dance music album.
Enjoy it.
That night, I think about Josh. I think about how he was kind of like me before I was normal. But it scares me a lot, and it keeps me up all night. Then, when the clock hits 7 o'clock, and it is time for me to head to work, I realize that because I have not slept a single minute, I might not be able to do my job good enough, and then I might not qualify as a person, and I might cease to exist. This makes me really upset, and I throw a temper tantrum, and I break all of the furniture in my house,
and all of the glass,
and I kick down the doors, and I cry, and then I take a big hammer, and then I destroy all of the walls until my house, which, by the way, I own, not rent. And it's just that I'm coming to you, and so I keep doing it and wait for me to take the code.